The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Dave Revson will be with us at 9:30 from the Big Ten Network. Also, Jerry Palm from CollegeRPI.com will be with us at 10:30. And actually, we're going to talk a little Big Ten right now with where they stand, and we can ask Jerry this when he gets here. But, Scott, I want to ask you, as you look at the Big Ten standings, as you look at where these teams are, does the Big Ten even get five in the tournament? Because I look at this field, okay? You've got Ohio State, Purdue, and Wisconsin, who are obviously in. But then you've got just a maze of teams. Michigan State's 8-7, 16-11. Illinois and Minnesota are really your next two best options, although Michigan State just beat both of them. They're both losing down the stretch. Do they get five in?
Yes. Oh, look at it the way that you just said, the three locks. I think the way that we're kind of going, we can both agree Michigan State will be in.
Yeah, I think as long as they don't lose to Iowa or Michigan, I think they're in.
Okay, so maybe they're in.
No,
I don't think we can go with that, but they've already lost to both of them.
It's a very good point. Very good point.
But yeah, we're both confident that they should be.
I'm saying it based on wins they should get, which maybe we shouldn't be that overconfident, but I will for the sake of this argument.
We've gotten burned already this year.
For the
year
sake of this
that.
Argument, yes. I will say that they will win those games, and I think Michigan State will be in the tournament.
So that's four who are in. Take your pick of either or Illinois, Minnesota, if not both. I think they safely have five. Two of those three. Let's put it that way. That's a better way. Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan State. Two of those three make it in. There's a possibility all three could. Minnesota has Michigan, Northwestern, and Penn State left.
All right, so they could finish 9-9. Then.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Illinois has Iowa, Purdue, Indiana. They could go 9-9 as well.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. It's just the way I look at, and they do both have wins over North Carolina. Minnesota's got a win over West Virginia, which is good. So, you've got an argument there that they probably will get in. Plus, that win over Purdue is pretty big for Minnesota as well. But right now, guaranteed, they've got three in, and that's it. And that raises the question to me, where does this conference lie when you compare it to other conferences around the league? Now, obviously, the Big East is the best team in the nation. Okay, I don't think anybody's going to argue that. Top to bottom, when Providence is beating top 25 teams, it means you're a pretty good conference. Okay, when St. John's is middle of the pack and they're beating top 15 teams left and right, it means you're a pretty good conference. I would say just above the Big Ten, and at second, would be the Big 12. I think the Big 12 is a little top-heavy. I think that teams like Baylor and Nebraska kind of hurt the Big 12 because they're sort of, don't really have any big wins besides in-conference. But I do put the Big 12 above the Big Ten. And then right there at 3-4, and this is going to shock a lot of people or make people disagree with me, probably both, I think the SEC is right there with the Big Ten this year, Scott. And let me make my argument first, okay? Now, both teams have three teams that are obviously in the dance. Florida, Vanderbilt, Kentucky. Big Ten has Ohio State, Purdue, and Wisconsin. Now you look at the middle of the pack, okay? You've got Tennessee, who beat Villanova and Pitt, okay? Then you've got a team like Arkansas, okay, who beat Kentucky this year. They're not going to make the tournament, okay? Kentucky's beaten Notre Dame and Louisville. They've lost to Alabama this year. Okay, you've got a lot of teams that are beating up on each other after they already got out-of-conference wins. Now, do I think the SEC is better than the Big Ten? No, I think the Big Ten is above the SEC. But I think it is neck and neck between those two conferences as far as competitiveness goes.
I have to disagree. There's not those teams that scare me. In the SEC, I mean, you look at who's tied for first in that, it's Alabama. And they don't scare me when you're talking on a basketball court. They lost to Iowa early in the season. They lost to St. Peter's.
Yeah, but see, I consider Alabama fifth best team in that conference, sixth best team in that conference, just because they're in the West. You have to remember, it's basketball.
They're 11-2 in the conference.
But they're beating West teams. Okay, you're beating Arkansas, you're beating Mississippi State, you're beating Mississippi, and then you're beating LSU and Auburn, who are both terrible. Okay, both teams have bottom feeders. Okay, so when I look at the SEC, I don't look at it as east and west. I just look at it top to bottom. And so I see Florida, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and then Georgia up there, and then Tennessee also competing. Okay, and when you've got your fifth best team is beating Nova and Pitt, that to me says that you're right around there with the Big Ten as far as competitiveness goes. Like I said, I'm not saying they're better than the Big Ten, but I think people are overlooking the SEC and how good they are. Now, the Big Ten, to me, does have more out-of-conference wins from lower teams, okay? But I think they're right there. You were going to say something?
Yeah, I just kind of look at it this way. When you get into the NCAA, which teams would you least want to face? And I think the Big Ten has more of those. If you've got the 5, 6, 7 seed, I would rather face an SEC team there than the middle of Big Ten teams.
I don't know. See, because I look at Tennessee and MSU, and I say I'm just as nervous to play Tennessee as I am to play Michigan State. And they're right at that same level. So anyway, coming up next, Dave Revson, Big Ten Network, will be with us. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.